Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Mouth Sword Ministries. I'm your host, Timothy Aaron, and I'm joined with
Rhonda Kay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day you've given us, another day of life, health, and strength, food, clothing, shelter, mercy, and grace. We just ask that you meet the needs of your people like you have been doing, and we just ask that you will continue to do just that, Lord. These things we ask in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Mouth Sword Ministries, that comes out of the book of Revelations.
That's right, Revelations 19:15. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations.
That's right. We're talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ there in Revelations, Mouth Sword Ministries. Okay, today we want to talk about abortion. That's been in the news lately. Supreme Court's about to rule on if they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And I believe that was became a federal law back in 1971, the right to an abortion. And they say since 1971, about 50 million babies have been aborted. And that's a large, large number. And so we're just going to weigh in on that today on this episode of Mouth Sword Ministries. What comes to mind is a passage in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. God says to Jeremiah that he says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. So that speaks volumes right there. You know, God is saying that before you were even conceived inside the belly, before the sperm and the egg met, God knew you. So that really kind of sums it up right there from God's perspective on how unfortunate abortion is, especially to the believer. You know, Christian people really should not think that abortion is acceptable. You know, it should be put up there with all the other sins, you know, fornication, stealing, adultery, whatever. You know, it should be right there on the table. So I can understand ungodly people who don't know the Lord, who feel they might feel overwhelmed and they might not know no other way. You know, so that's the best answer to them, you know. But Christian people, they always have hope in Jesus. And they should know that, you know, that's just another form of murder, you know. And another scripture comes to mind, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17. I believe it's Solomon speaking there. And he says that there are seven things that God just hates. And one of them is hands that shed innocent blood, you know, hands that shed innocent blood. Don't get no more innocent than a baby, mm-hmm. You know. So I just want to, I'm not out to condemn nobody. If you have committed an abortion, you know, or had an abortion, that's not the goal here. The goal here is just to, you know, going forward, since it's in the news, since everybody's talking about it today, to put things in perspective. You know, that's the goal, and that is to point out that it's not a good thing to do. You know, God has a purpose for reproduction. You know, God, I'm just going to say it. You know, God made people horny, and there's a purpose for horniness, and that is to marry and to reproduce. So you don't want to have the fun, but don't want to be responsible. You know, you want to have the fun in the making of the baby. But when it comes time to carry the baby or have the baby, and I'm talking about men and women, because we know men put women up to abortions a lot too. And then you don't want to be responsible after you had the fun, but that's part of the process. So in essence, you kind of robbing the process, you know, when you want to have the fun, but you don't want to be responsible. So just to put things in perspective, I wanted to put that out there, give you something to think about. If you are thinking about an abortion, you know, that's probably not the best answer. It's not the best answer. especially if you're saved. You always got hope in Jesus Christ. Lord always make a way, you know. So my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. You know, so you can have that baby and you never know. Like what God said about Jeremiah. He said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. You know, God, he appoints people even before they're in the belly. You know, God could appoint a teacher, a scientist, a doctor, a lawyer, an inventor, a businessman. He can have appointments for all sorts of type of people that we are aborting, you know. So it's not the will of God for us to have an abortion. It's just not. So I'm speaking to the church and speaking to the believers, you know. Now, to the unsaved, I can't give you advice, because if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then you lost anyway. So, but I'm speaking to the believer there. So I just wanted to put that out there. It's very important that you understand that. And, you know, to me, children are a blessing.
Yeah, I agree.
You agree? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they bring so much joy to your life. You know, sometimes, you know, it's just like anything else. You have good times and you have bad times. And so, you know, and so I just like to encourage people out there to not allow abortion to become an option. You know, it's not good. It's not the will of God. God has a purpose for life. And you never know, you know, what or who you are aborting if you have an abortion. You never know. Okay. You have anything further to add to that?
I just want to say that the kids are blessings and stuff. All our kids are blessings, you know. And I just thank God that we have them. Yeah. So I just wanted to put that out there. Like,
amen.
Amen.
You know, you just think about some of the great people out there, you know, people who came up with great inventions and great discoveries and stuff. Just think if they had been aborted, you know, how far back we would be set. And then when you put it like that, you know, what have we missed out on? Because somebody was aborted.
Right.
You know, so.
Because there's always options. If you don't, you know, somebody out there maybe can't have kids. So think about that, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Somebody might want to adopt.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a good thing to have kids. You know, it's really good. And God will bless you. You know, God will help you. God will make a way. You know, you got to believe that. So, you know, we ought to talk about this more in our churches, in our Bible mm-hmm. studies and stuff, too, so that people can have a more sure, definite answer about these kind of things. You know, just think about that for I'm going to say it one more time. He said to Jeremiah, he said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Think about that. That's even before conception.
Yeah, that says a lot right there.
Mm-hmm. So that's really like the drop the mic point. You know, no more argument. Checkmate. You know, abortion's wrong. You know, we can't play God. You know, it's not a man's right to kill a baby. It's not a woman's right to kill a baby. They say, oh, it's my body. I got to know. No, this is bigger than you. You know, this is God. You know, God gets to choose who lives and who dies, not us.
Right.
So, you know, and there is probably good exceptions. You know, like they say, rape and incest.
Right.
You know, those are probably, you know, good exceptions. You know, we can't begin to understand what a rape victim go through, or you know, a lot of times when incest takes place, you know, the child might come out slow. You know, or you know, what's that word, albino or something?
Mm-hmm, albino.
Mm-hmm. So we get that too. You know, we're not saying that it's just all or nothing. You know, you got to have judgment and everything. But in general, abortion shouldn't just be something that people do like a hobby, you know, and because that's what's going on that's what's been going on, you know, where people are going to get an abortion and, you know, because they don't want to be responsible. You don't want to be responsible. So, okay. That's about all I have to say about that right now. I guess if any more comments or questions come up, we'll bring it up again. And you can write us, contact us at taaron@thiefinthenightministries.com. That's taaron@thiefinthenightministries.com. If you have any questions, comments concerning the Word of God that you want to put out there, that you want to share with us, we'd be happy to hear from you. And we can go from there. Iron sharpeneth iron, as the Bible put it. So thank you for tuning in once again. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day you've given us of your mercy and grace. Well, we just ask that you watch over us and keep us, open up our eyes and our ears to your word and to your voice so that we can see you and hear you. These things we ask in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.